Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, and welcome back to a Monday edition of the conversation. Folks, I took a week off last week. We went to West Virginia to see family, and I didn't like, let's come back Monday. I'm like, no, we're coming back Sunday, because they wanted to come back from West Virginia Monday. I'm like, it's like a 6.5 hour drive. That's 6.5 hour drive. That's not if you stop every, that's not if you add 2.5 hours for stops and breaks to take for my mother and father-in-law. And I'm like, let's come back Sunday. And they're like, well, let's get a hotel room here halfway. I'm like, I'm not, because then you're talking about 3 more hours. Then you're talking like 2.5 hours just to Michigan from there. And then another 2.5 hours. No, and I near the end just drove and we got into like Michigan really late, almost midnight on Sunday, went to bed and woke up. And then by the time we got back here, and trying to get everything done, it was exhausting. I didn't have time to set up a show or anything, so that's why. You know, it's like, the whole time I'm like, people at work can like, and you're in West Virginia? Country roads, take me home to the place where I belong, West Virginia. Singing that John Denver song, I didn't even think of that once. And like, man, you probably had that song cranked the whole time you were there. I will say, though, man, I could move to West Virginia. That place is amazing. We went, I'm like, because they had, like, at this Walmart, like, Wall of Honor. I want to see, I know our last names. Let's see if I can find anyone that might have served that we know. And I found 2 Ramies, and I'm like, cool. And not even 2 minutes after that, a lady came up to us, talking to us. We talked for, like, 20 minutes, like, family. Like, oh, yeah, this is my cousin, and this is my dad, and da-da-da. I'm like, man, we had a conversation. I mean, there's no headphones. When I didn't see people with headphones. Everyone's like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? People aren't walking around with their heads in their phones. They didn't have earbuds. They weren't, like, zoned out. They're like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? I go in the place. I'm like, shaves, $10. Sweet. And I go in there to see if I can get one. I haven't done that since, like, COVID. Hey. Dang, I'm actually going to have to shave. And for $10, you know, but it was a great time. But I'm back, folks. And if you haven't heard, they've just postponed giving Ukraine money because, you know, this government's going to give Ukraine money. You know, the government's going to give the money that they're going to give aid to Ukraine. It's going to happen, folks. Joe Biden's not president. Like, there are so many clips where there's, you know, President, I was talking to President Obama, Biden, oops. And when they say President Biden, no, they say President Obama over and over, like 7 times. It's so bad how they try to act like it was a mistake when you, like, if you've ever seen the photos of Roswell in 47, when Jesse Marcel's taking that photo for the image, for the newspaper, someone who's blind can see that photo and see that he's like, what's this? What am I holding? This is not what I found. What the heck? Anywho, I got so much I want to get into. Don't forget this.
Hi, I'm Jada Edwards with One Community Church, and I oversee our women's ministry there and our worship team. I want to talk to you today about 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I really love this passage. I think it's such a critical truth for us, and Paul gives us some very important lessons. He reminds us that, first of all, thoughts are constantly going to present themselves to cause us to question God. Like, this is the Christian life. Remember, he's talking to Christians at the Church of Corinth. So even people who love Jesus and surrender their life to Christ, we're going to have times where we're wrestling with thinking that sets us against against the truth of God. It could be pain in my life. It could be disappointment, a dream that never was fulfilled. All of those things can cause us to question who God is and what he really said about himself. He says the mind is where the battle really begins. That's the point of this passage. He knows that it's so tempting to spend all of our energy trying to correct our behavior when we haven't really addressed our beliefs, and the enemy would love that. He'd love you to just want to be kinder and more loving and give more and serve more, and you haven't shifted what your mind believes about God. We cannot have authentic intimacy with God until we uproot the thinking that's creating a barrier between us and who God wants us to be in him. So what does this look like practically? When thoughts enter your mind and you know they might be a little bit out of alignment with what God says is true, ask yourself this. Who is this thought from? Is it from me, my own pain, my own disillusionment or disappointment? Is it from the enemy? Sometimes it's literally the enemy giving us ideas that have nothing to do with what God said. If it's from me or from the enemy, then I need to deal with it. I need to arrest it, put it into bondage is what this verse says, so it does not have room to bear fruit in my life. Who is that thought from? And secondly, where is it taking me? If I ask those questions, I promise you, before I start fixing my behavior and working on who I am on the outside, changing my thinking can realign my life and show up in every area in my Christian journey.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. That is 2 Corinthians 10:5. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day and welcome. And it's, sorry, but Ukraine's going to get their money no matter what, folks. And this is what gets me. You know, it's like when you look at these photos of like Roswell, you know, he's like, that's not what I found, but here you go. You know, when you have them say, well, I was speaking with President Obama in the back, you can tell 100% when they, President Biden, it is so obvious that they gaffed. And what I mean by that is they said President Obama for real, like, yep, Like, they didn't mince words. It wasn't a mistake. But when they realized that they actually said it out loud, they had to try to oops it like it was a mistake when, you know, like there's a thing that Obama said point blank. Watch the video. And this is way back. He's like, you know, if I can get someone in the White House that would just do, you know, be my puppet and do what I tell them, and that, you know. Like, I was always told that Hillary Clinton was expected to be 8 more years of Obama, and they had stuff on her, and guess what? If it didn't go through, cha-ching, bye-bye. It was her way or the highway. You know, she was going to do things her way, and nope, Obama would say, hey, we'll flush you down the river. You know, you don't do what I tell you, bye-bye. And that's what's so funny. You know, Ukraine's going to get their money. You know, Biden's not, you know, Democrats are worried about how Biden and this. Remember, God's in control. It's sickening what they're doing to that man, you know. You got to put your hope and faith and trust in God, not in man. You know, there's talk of RFK Jr. running as an independent. I wonder if that's by design. Well, is it going to take away from the Democrat vote? You wonder how many people, if any, as a conservative saying, hey, what kind of, would it take any Trump votes? Because there's a lot of people that what it says is it's going to divide the Biden vote so bad that as long as he doesn't take would-be conservatives, see, that'd be my luck. If somehow there'd be like, they would show all these people, I wish you could find out who you voted for. And what I mean by that is, because I said that someone goes, you don't know who you voted for? No, I know who I voted for. I want to see what it registered my voter, what it registered my vote as. Did it actually vote for this judge? Did it actually vote for this person? You know? I mean, everyone's like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, you know, I'm going to put my faith and trust in God, put him first, and see what he does. I mean, my pastor's dad, he'll go to South Chicago, he'll go to Compton, Washington, Central Oakland, they'll have a Bible, he don't care. He'll go to China, I don't care. I got God. Praise the Lord. He'll go to 8 Mile. He'll go to the worst parts of Detroit. Cops won't go down that road. I will. Give me a Bible. Let's go. Praise God. He's got us. Do you know where you're going? I mean, you can sit there. Man, what do you think of that beautiful car? Yeah, man, that's because the person that made it, he was a creation of God, and he'll turn any converse, anything. You know why he can swing, can't you? Because of God. I mean, he'll turn any converse, anything, and it goes right back to God. I mean, he's great, though. He is. He's an amazing guy. But, you know, it's like, Bidenomics is destroying the, well, we got to put our hope in, that's because people have put their hope and faith and trust in this government. Don't worry, folks. I need help. They've gotten people dumbed down to where it's, I understand like income assistance for people that working assistance. This meant, because I've gotten into it before with people. You want to go back to when women didn't work? Well, when the majority of women weren't in the workforce, she was able to stay home, be there for the kids, help them with their homework, educate them, and teach them. Because remember, the teacher doesn't teach. A teacher is there to help the parents educate their kids. The parents are the ones that educate their kids. Now they have, no, that's not true. I'm the teacher, and I control your kid, and I can do whatever. I can inject your kid with whatever I want to. I can fill his head with whatever I want to. If he's having a rough day, I'll tell you why your kid's having a rough day, because he's gender confused. And we're going to start. I know he's gender confused. He hasn't said that, but I know he is. And I'm going to just start giving him, without his knowledge, puberty blockers against his will, without his knowledge. Because I know what's best for him, because I'm not his doctor, I'm not his parents, I'm a teacher, and I control him. That's what's going on in this world. Back in the day when a woman, for the most part, wasn't in the workforce, guess what? One income can provide for a family of four with a house, a car, groceries, and send every kid to college. I got $475,000 in student loans at a 9% interest, and you know, I mean, Biden's gotta do this thing to get rid of the, you know, I mean, someone's gotta pay for my student loan debt. It's ridiculous. So many people today rely on man. Don't. Oh, I support a lockdown again. I support optional lockdowns. And what I mean by that is there'd be no stimuluses. There'd be nothing. Okay? If you're afraid, you put on a hazmat suit, you go in the closet, and you lock your door, and you never come out. Okay? If you decide to stay home, you stay home. You're not going to get paid. There ain't going to be no stimulus. There ain't going to be no government handout to help you because you didn't work. If you want to earn, if you need to pay your bills, you're going to have to figure out something. You ain't going to get no stimulus check. It ain't going to be where, oh, if I sit on my butt, I'm going to make more than if I don't. Yeah, that's right, folks. I'm going to sit on my butt and I'm going to make more than if I was working. No, you're going to work. That's what's wrong. How dare you push Christianity? How dare you, you know? If Christianity is so wrong, why do they try to stop it if it's so bad? If it's fake and false and all this stuff, why don't they just laugh it off and say, okay, this guy's going to make a fool of himself. No, they don't want it to, because they know it works. They know it's real. Just read the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Read it. All the stuff they talk about that's written down about what happened to Jesus would biologically happen. scientifically happen. It's a scientific fact that, sorry folks, no one's going to die for a lie. When all those disciples would never renounce the fact that they saw Jesus resurrected from the dead. Gee. Yep. How many people who don't believe in Jesus and a guy has a gun to their head says, if you believe in Jesus, I'm going to kill you. Forgive him, Father, for he knows not what he does. Jesus is real. Kill me. Okay? Guess what, folks? They wouldn't do it if they didn't believe Jesus was real. All the disciples would not denounce the fact that they saw Jesus after he was crucified, died, and was buried. They all saw him resurrected. They didn't denounce it, and they were killed because they stood for what they saw and what they knew to be true. But do me a favor to all the listeners out there. Just keep following man. Just keep following the government. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's so great. Yes, we're going to keep the government funded, but and it's awesome because now we're not going to have Ukraine's going to get their money. Mark my words, Ukraine's probably going to get more than they would have if they would have just put it in this bill. Don't worry, folks. Just keep okaying them taxing you to death when they're just going to pass spending bill after spending bill after spending bill. Just keep going through those toll roads, paying that toll or having that monthly ticker on your thing that you pay that gives you like a discount where you know, like those iPass things, just keep accepting all these bills and taxes and everything and toll roads when if they want to fix the roads, they could just pass a spending bill. Oh, here's a, just spend more money. If they can just print money whenever they want to, why are you having to pay taxes? I guess there's some transgender Jeopardy champion, Amy Schneider, that defends child sex change procedures as literally life-saving. When like 76+% of these kids are permanently messed up for the rest of their lives. I watched a documentary on a kid that was going through the transformation process and what it takes before they will even consider it with this kid. You had to go through a year of counseling. You had to go through all these things to prove that this is not just a two-year fad. And you want to take some kid that's like, remember all the fad things we did as a kid that now you'd be like, oh my, thank God I don't, whew, I'm glad that wasn't permanent. Remember when we took markers and juice stuff on us? Because we couldn't get a tattoo. Imagine if those were still there. What if it was permanent? That's the problem. There's so many things we did back in the day. I'm sure my niece did stuff when she was a kid that she'd be like, oh, that was me. I dressed like that. My hair, oh. Imagine if that haircut you got was permanent. Well, there are people that now have irreversible damage that are on crap loads of meds and all kinds of stuff permanently for the rest of their lives because, oh, you're having a bad day? Yeah, I have days where I don't even want to get it. It's bad before I even got out of bed. I just want to go back to bed. I don't want to get out of bed. It's not like, hey, I wish I could have crawled back into bed. I don't want to get out of bed. With the alarms going off. Me. I'm like, oh. What, that's the third alarm? Oh, crap. I should already be there. One of those things. But you know what? You live and you go on. I have a bad day. I just say, God, be with me, protect me, get me through this day, and he always does. Not now. Oh, you're having a bad day. You didn't want to get out. I know why you didn't want to get out of bed today. Oh, that headache? Yeah, that's part of your confusion because you don't know if you're a boy or girl or not. No, I'm a boy. No, you don't. No, you don't. And now they have places where they can dang near start giving your kids medications without even them knowing. The kid might not even know what they're. Yeah, this is anxiety. This is to help calm me down, kid. They can inject your kid with vaccines and shots and all kinds of stuff without your permission. And you try to find out what's going on with your kid in school. Heck, you want to be an informed parent? You want to know what you got to do? Take your kids out of the schools. We need to have sex change procedures for kids, because 6-year-olds really need to have their sex changed. A 6-year-old needs to have a mastectomy. What this does is this is a swimsuit that covers up the fact that you're developing breasts, because if you're too stupid to realize the like 1,000% increase in kids that they're pushing all this, like, why wasn't there underwear that covered up the fact that I have male private parts? Where's all this stuff when I was a kid? Why weren't like 75% of the kids not knowing what gender they are, and they're all confused and all messed up? Because it's not kids. It's the parents. There's a reason why you can't buy tobacco till you're 21. What do you think the tobacco industry, like I've talked about this on the program many times, Dave Gerlitz, in my mind, you know, my mind, we were targeting 12, 13, 14-year-old boys to get those who quit or die, to replace 5,000 new replacement smokers, to get those who quit or died, and 12, 13, 14-year-old boys. Because if you don't know that it's potentially deadly and dangerous and highly addictive, get them beforehand. They're not going to have enough people smoking cigarettes to keep them in business if they start when they're 21. When you start at the age of 21, you're not going to have enough people. But that's the problem. Instead of having the parents home to teach, like back in the day, my wife would have stayed home, educated the kids. I would have went to work. We would have paid for college for 4 kids. We would have had a house and a car on the dining room table. And had the, you know, there was a time when it cost a lot of money to have a Bible, but every family had one and everyone read one. I was talking to a guy today at work, and we're talking, and he's like, I'm like, you have a blessed day, sir. And he goes, you too, buddy. You have a blessed day. I'm like, thank you so much. He goes, well, what did your pastor preach at church? And I said, it was about, you know, about not being asleep. And he goes, what scripture did he use? I said, he uses a bunch of scriptures because he doesn't want to take one out of context. So he'll read, he'll have a scripture or a cross reference. So like 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 all say the same thing. And he's like, read John 8:1-13, and we'll talk about it later. And probably tomorrow when he comes through again, we'll talk about it. And I just wanted to read it because I love this. And it's what we need to get our nation back to. And Jesus returned to the Mount of Olives, but early the next morning he went back again at the temple. A crowd soon gathered as he sat and taught them. As he was speaking, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They put her in front of the crowd. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses says, stone her. What do you say? They were trying to trap him into saying something they could use against him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote in the dust with his finger. They kept demanding an answer. So he stood up again and said, all right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone. Then he stooped down again and wrote in the dust. And I've always wondered what he wrote. That's something I've always wondered. When the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest, until only Jesus was left in the middle of the crowd with the woman. Then Jesus stood up again and said to the woman, where are your accusers? Didn't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, she said, and Jesus said, neither do I go and sin no more.
Shout out to God.
My wife wants to do something. I was reading the Bible, but here.
I'm sorry. I want you to read this because I want to see if you understand it. From what I understand, I'm being nominated. I don't know what that means.
Purdue University's Global Coordinator announces the nomination of Melissa Wilkraut. That is my producer, my wife. I always bring stuff to her if I have a questionable thing about something I want to talk about. To the National Society of Leadership and Success for the fall semester of 2023. On behalf of Lori Morissette, Chapter Advisor, and Stacy Graff, Online Chapter Advisor, you have been selected to join Purdue University Global's Chapter of National Society of Leadership and Success. Your membership gives you a lifetime access to benefits, including over $40,000 annually in exclusive scholarships and awards through the NSLS Foundation Leadership Training Certification, a valuable asset on your resume. So this sounds like this is like a very...
Am I nominated or am I in? I know I'm nominated, but I mean, what do I need? So does that, what, is that like the Honor Society?
Something like that. I will have to, we'll have to look into it. You can look it up online, too, but that's...
I would have never have thought.
Well, see, my wife is very, very smart. I call her a genius, but that's just me because...
I'm not, though.
And I bet you... Okay, I think my wife could have been a... See, you know how I can tell my wife's a genius? Because she's read the Bible and knows it's true, folks. And that's why I was reading that scripture, because it's just like, you know, we live in this world where, you know, like everyone judges everyone and this and that. And it's like, well, okay, he was without sin, throw the first stone. Okay. You know, and it's just one of those things that we've come demoralized in the society. There's video of a store in Philadelphia where they're looting it. Let me tell you something. I want the mayor in Indiana, I want the mayor of Tippecanoe County to tell me that I can steal up to $10,000 and they can't prosecute me. Do you know how much I'm going to steal? Nothing. Because I have morals and values. I have an ice mountain. I've earned this. Thank you very much. This is pure Michigan spring water. I forget, we got, like, when we went to the Walmart room in West Virginia, they had, like, a Deer River or something.
They have that. Here's Deer Peak. They have that here at some gas stations.
Huh. Because, like, they don't have Ice Mountain. Like, my mom said, when they went to Pennsylvania, they don't sell Ice Mountain. They sell that Deer Peak or whatever.
Yeah.
Deer Peak, not P. Okay, just, so, you know, but it's one of these things that people don't get this. Don't worry, folks. You got it. I want to get into this because this is how pathetic this world is getting. Comedian Liza Schillinger lectures parents for contributing to global warming with gender reveal parties. So if a family has a gender reveal party, they're going to cause global warming. So I guess what's the difference between a gender reveal party and a birthday party or a wedding? Girl, I think you need to stop breathing because I think you're or something. Maybe you need oxygen. Maybe what in this? And there are people that will believe it. There are people like, I guarantee you, there's going to be people. I can't believe it. You're gonna destroy planet Earth. You're selfish when having a gender reveal party. How can you have a gender reveal party? The baby isn't even born yet. How do you know what gender it is? It has to decide for itself. Oh, don't worry, because when it's 4 years old and it's having, when a kid's going through the terrible twos, it's not really the terrible twos. What he is he's gender confused, and you need to change his gender immediately. You need to put him on puberty blockers at two, because it's not, the terrible twos is because of gender confusion. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I'm just going to call it out. I mean, that's, I'm waiting for that to happen.
My terrible
50s, my grumpy 50s, that? Yeah, I had a bad day today, so I think I need to change my gender. I've said this before in the program. You look at some of, like, my wife's photos from back in the day, not of her, but just of that generation, and the hair you had to have and the makeup and some of the things that you make fun of with the pants and the shirts that kids wore. That wasn't permanent, thank God, because if you had that 10-foot beehive with the 25 bottles of Aquanet, if you... Wait, I can't remove this? But, you know, that's what's going on with this world. You have... I can't believe people are going to be selfish. Let me tell you something, folks. Mount St. Helens did more damage than every single car ever did on planet Earth. That's why I miss my brother so much, because on Earth Day, what did he do? Run his car all day. I was proud. I was in tears. My brother running his car all day long during Earth Day. That was so great. See, you couldn't have me run for president, okay? On day one as president, I'm going to make an executive order to introduce leaded fuel cars. Every car will have to be transitioned back into a leaded fuel car. Only leaded fuel will be allowed. CFCs will have to be put back into, because I'm going to destroy the ozone layer. Remember that when you had to get rid of the CFCs from the propellant? You know, that's what we got to hit on. I'm sorry, but it's like when you had Trump speak at the United Auto Workers thing. He had a big speech there and stuff, and it was amazing because no one's watching these debates, these GOP debates. Dude, they're tanked. Trump is just blowing them out of the water. And what's funny about it is, like, Biden tried to get there, like, a day before to try to upstage Trump. Dude, he's so far gone, he don't know what day it is. It's sickening. I'm saying this as a Christian. What they're doing to that man is sickening. It's disgusting. He needs to be in an institution getting help instead of being pushed around. I mean, I don't drink, but there's a beer company that has limited edition beers with Trump's mugshot on it. You know, it's sad what's going on in this world, that people put other people, okay, I'm putting my hope and faith in, now you need to put your hope and faith and trust in God. What a concept. Wouldn't you think? In the English Standard Version, John 11:25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." I don't put my hope and faith in government. I'm not waiting for, where's my, did you get your check yet? I can't pay my bills. Melissa, did we get our check yet? Yeah. Oh, I got to pay this. I don't know where my money. I got bills to pay. And the government's said they're going to, this is a 20th stimulus check. You know, I don't want to work because I'm getting more unemployed than I am working. I just need the government to, where's my check? No. Me and my wife went to church every Sunday. We did the live stream. We worked. My wife has home care. She has to be. I mean, you have people that are bedbound in their homes. You have to take care of them. We had to keep pharmaceuticals flowing where I work. It's what we had to do, but we did it. And guess what? Put God first and watch him work. Don't wait on a government. You know, people's running to the government and they're the problem. Yeah, I got this little handy dandy gadget. Yeah, you stick yours up in the windshield. Yes, and that way I don't have to go through and put money in that toll booth every time. It just takes off. I can load this up and I get a special price when I load it up myself. Wow. So you're going to go back and forth and pay crap loads of money for, this money right here from the toll booth, it fixes the toll booth, it fixes the toll road, it repairs it, it keeps it in working condition. Well, why don't they just pass that toll road, why don't they just pass a road stimulus bill and spend $100 trillion and fix all the roads with it? They print money out of thin air. We're going to fix, what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to do a inflation relief check, because inflation is so bad, we're going to give American people $20,000 checks each to help with the rising cost of inflation. And there are people that there are people that are wanting reparations and wanting, I want my millions. Yeah, imagine what the cost of stuff would be if you gave every black person in America just $20,000. How many billions that would be, or whatever. Dude, everything would go up. I'd be spending that as fast as I could trying to get anything that I could that would, I don't know. Let me see here. Ooh. That would be like food and survival stuff that would last for like probably 20 years. Because the sooner you buy it, the sooner and the cheaper it would be. Anything that's non-perishable that you use on a monthly basis or whatever, buy it up. Because it's only going to get 50 times more expensive. But people rely on they don't rely on the Bible. They don't rely on God. They rely on government. There's two G's in this world. There's God and there's government. Everyone puts their faith and hope in the first G, the government, not God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Like Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get through the Father. No one comes through the Father except through me. Maybe if we put the Bible first place, we had prayer back in schools. We didn't have people pushing six-year-olds to have transgender operations. Well, we're giving our six-year-old daughter a mastectomy because she doesn't like the way her chest looks, because she's a man and she knows it. And really, me and my wife can't have kids, and what they do to these kids just makes me sick. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm the government, and I'll save the day. No, the government doesn't solve problems, folks. Don't worry. Like I said in the beginning of the program, Ukraine will get their funding, and they'll probably get even more aid than before. Biden will find some way to give them trillions of dollars. Don't worry. Trust me. Put your hope and faith and trust in God. I read an article today where there was a journalist or someone that came out and asked, like, if Biden gets taken out, will Michelle Obama, because I've heard many people, because I would think, and this is what I'm confused about, because as you know that in California, the governor got someone in. Yeah, when Dianne Feinstein died, yeah, the governor replaced, Governor Newsom replaced her with some black lady who's like anti-American, like 100% pro-abortion, like big time, like, oh yeah, I mean, pretty much like, yeah, if you want to, she would okay dang near, like, you give him birth and then smother the child to death. I mean, that's how, I mean, she, and I'm like, she's, oh, Lord help us. But anywho, you know, I mean, with all this stuff going on, with Dianne Feinstein being gone, and it's just sad. Because you have, is unqualified. And you live in this world that we do with, like, people that, like, well, I mean, did they have to pick her? Of course they did. They had to pick her. She's black. I mean, you got the two Nobel Peace Prize winners that discovered the mRNA vaccine. Oh, Lord help us. They need to be put in prison for all the people they've killed with that. But, hey, what do you know? Folks, wake up. And you are waking up. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. You know, I mean, there's a picture of, like, Chuck Schumer, like, we got this spending bill passed and there's no money for Ukraine, but it looks like he just has this grin on his face like, cha-ching. You know, it's just, we need to come together as a nation. And when I heard that, like, RFK, you know, Jr. might, the way the polling is showing, as long as they're not Republicans, they're like Trumpers that would vote for him, he would divide the Biden vote so much because so many people don't want Biden. They want anyone else but Biden. Like a CBS poll, like 65%, there's a CBS poll, like 65% of the people don't want Biden. I don't know. I just put my hope and faith and trust in God, and that's what we need to do in this world. But so many people don't want to do that. Don't worry, folks. Just rely on well, I mean, then you got Matt Gaetz kind of coming out like, well, I'm going to go after the speaker and this and that. Like, if the Democrats stand with the Speaker of the House and they own him, hey, we kept you in the speakership. It's just sad the way this nation, you know, you got like 40 plus people shot over the weekend in Chicago. Oh, but don't worry, folks. See, it goes to prove my point. You get that Governor Lightfoot out and you get another guy in there that's Brandon Johnson, and he ain't any better. He ain't doing anything to fix the problem. It's not like on day one he's going to, in my opinion, you've probably gone from bad to worse. You get Dianne Feinstein out there, this other lady that they just got in there, it's going to go from bad to worse. Lapazina Butler to replace Feinstein. Of course, she's black. I mean, she's basically like the definition of anything anti-American. She's 100% pro-abortion, pro-this. I want to see what time we're at, folks. Got about 13 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, it's sad. I mean, do you have to, like, I haven't put, this is my comment on this, about this Gavin Newsom appointment. I thought you might have to be qualified for the job. I guess there is no qualifications because she doesn't have any. This is what we need. you know, with all this negative and all this stuff going on in the world, happy 84th anniversary to Arwinda and Clavinus Whiteside, their secret prey. You know how to get on your knees and get you a Bible, because the Bible is going to have to take you through all kinds of storms. 84 years married. You know how they got through? They got on their knees and they pray. Me and my wife, my niece pray every night. My wife and niece pray if I'm already asleep, but I pray all the time. Every time I'm in the car, I'm like, Lord, be with me. Lord, give me the patience. Lord, thank you for this name. And I'm always praying. But have a Bible. Get on your knees. This right here, this right here, this Holy Bible, man, this is your guide. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and light my path. Psalms 119:15. 115, that is. That's the thing. So many people, oh, we got to have 5 million laws. If everyone obeyed the 10 commandments God gave us, tell you, you wouldn't need 50 million laws. If we had morals and values, you wouldn't have people trashing communities. You know, and that's it, you know. And there's so much, I mean, you can get so distracted. Like Matt Gaetz is like, I won't deal with the Dems, and if they, and they will own McCarthy. Like Matt Gaetz basically said, if the Democrats save McCarthy and his speakership, then, hey, then they're going to control him because they're going to own him. Hey, you need to do this for us. See, the problem you don't realize in this world is you have a boat that's sinking. And every minute there's 1,000 gallons of water coming in. Republicans want to take out 50 gallons of water. Democrats, 10. And they compromise on 25 gallons of water coming out of the boat every hour. Well, 25 gallons of water being taken out of the boat, that means there's 975 gallons of water still coming in every time. My point is, even if you went 100 gallons, guess what's going to happen? You're still going to have 900 gallons of water coming in the boat. It's still going to sink. So many people are like, the Democrats are the problem. The Republicans are the problem. The problem is we don't have people abiding by the Ten Commandments anymore. We don't have people getting into the word, people learning there's no morals, there's no values anymore. That's why when they say, oh, you can steal this much and get away with it, and they can't do anything. Oh, cool, I guess I'm going to steal that much. Now, we're having a party. Now, how much can I, not to just walk up to a store manager, I just got a question. How much can we steal before you can actually do anything to us? We just need to know how much we get to spend on the party. I mean, take. Because there's no morals anymore. There's no values. I harp on it, but it's the truth. Every day we keep seeing more and more and more crap because people don't have values anymore. Steven Tyler fractured his larynx at 75. Someone said they saw him like a year ago and said he was done then. I'm like, dude, I wouldn't have. I don't think even in his heyday would I have seen Aerosmith. What he, and then when you found out some of the things he's done, no,
Aerosmith,
no, thank you.
The singer, the group.
No, I'm talking Aerosmith.
Oh.
You know when he got that thing with that girl, that young chick. Well, it's like I saw a thing, because I watched Pleasant Green, and I guess Taylor Swift tickets were so. Like, I guess they had a debacle, and they had, like, almost anyone who can't get on, like, that pre-sale thing. And I remember one time there was a, what is that? Tom Petty. He was at the Vic Theater in Chicago, and, like, they did a pre-sale, and they had to shut off the pre-sale because it was sold out just in the pre-sale alone. And it's like, okay, and I guess that's how Taylor Swift was. And there were scammers that were, like, getting people $500 and they would send them tickets. I'm like, first of all, you couldn't pay me to see Taylor Swift. If she said, here's $10 million, you go to a Taylor Swift concert, I'm like, nope, I want to earn my money. No, you don't understand. There's $10 million. Yeah, you don't understand. No. But, you know, it's just sad that, you know, I might go see Third Day, I might go see Casting Crowns or whatever, but you know what? I'm praising God. I'm like, thank you, Lord. But I don't want to get into, I got about, where am I at here? Let me see. 7 minutes left in the program, just under 6 minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a show we got. I want to thank y'all so much. It's been an amazing program. Yeah. I'm going to get into this. I'm going to see where we're at, folks, really quickly. Because it's about time. People are starting to wake up to this. Because as United fans, people are starting to finally realize that they know there's issues at Man United. And they're finally like, it's nice to see that it's not a Ten Hag out. That, hey, if the manager was really the problem, then Jose Mourinho would probably have done more than he did. Van Gaal would have done more than he did. When you realize that, hey, there's problems at Man United and it's not the manager. When you have, it's like, okay, these players, they're offered way more for them than they should probably be getting for them. If we want maybe more than that. It's like, excuse me, they need to go. You need to sell them. You're getting way more than they're worth. When you have people above the manager that basically are kind of retarded, okay, don't tell me we don't have money when you overpay for players. Don't tell me we don't have money when the players that are able to be sold, they've had offers that are more than they're worth, and you're not taking it. Don't blame me. It's finally nice to see a set of fans and not like, okay, Ten Hag out, no. I mean, because we're seeing a pattern. The only thing I don't like about Ten Hag is there's things that, you know, we're getting complacent anymore. Well, it's just how it is. No. It was a first place or forget it. I don't care if you're in third place and fourth place. It was standards. Roy Keane would take off his shirt, rip out his heart, and put his jersey on. He would go out on the pitch, and he would give 1,000% for the club. And then if someone got hurt, he might put his heart in, are you okay, right? And then nowadays, it's like, it's almost like these people with stimulus. If I'm getting £150,000 a week, why would I want to do anything? Harry Maguire is a good example. Why would I want to go to another football club and actually have to work for £70,000 a week when I can make £200,000 and not even probably get on the pitch? Hopefully we have enough healthy people where I don't have to go on the pitch because I ain't no good. And he proved it when he didn't want to go anywhere because he was going to make more money not playing than he would actually playing. He didn't want to play. It's all about money. If I can get £200,000 a week just sitting on my butt doing nothing or actually go out and play, if I could go back to like I did and play, I was in goal when I played, but, you know, if I could go back to those days, I would, I want to play. It just shows the mentality of some of these players. They don't care. I'm getting a paycheck whether we win, lose, or draw. Who cares? No, you should care. We take our hard-earned money to buy tickets to go to Old Trafford to see you play. I buy a jersey to support you. And if you don't care enough to put in an effort, it's sad. There is no, I mean, it's sort of like Native Americans always believe that when you take something and you build it and you make it and you carve it, part of you is in that shirt, part of you is in that sculpture, part of you, your blood, sweat, and tears and everything. Now no one wants to earn anything. Imagine if these kids now came over here in 1776 and had to build something. Okay, you want a shelter, you want somewhere to live, you got to build it. You mean, that what? That's what some of these players are. They just expect everything to be. They think, you know, like the movie Goal said it so eloquently. When the manager comes out and he goes, boys with big bank accounts are still just boys. And it's the truth. They're just boys. They got lots of money, but there's no respect. There's no, you know, when you had Jadon Sancho, when the manager said, "Hey, I don't think you're practicing good enough. I don't think you're playing to your potential." He should have said, "Okay." He should have said he could have taken that two ways. Do what he did with the manager. He made me, or you can get up an hour early and be there before anyone else and say, "Have him riding this bike an hour before. I've been out at Carrington doing this before anyone was here. I'm and put in 1,000% more effort." Michael Jordan, no, you'll never amount to anything. Oh, we'll see. I'll get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and be at that gym at 5 o'clock and practice till 7:30 before I got to get to class. And then I go to class all day. And then once I'm done with school, while my friends are having a great time, I'm at the basketball court in the gymnasium practicing every day. In season, off season, it don't matter. He earned it because he busted his butt. If Jadon Sancho really wanted to do that, he could have done that. He could have said, "Okay, I'm going to take whatever Ted Hag is. I'm going to use it to motivate me to do even more." And that's what I think he really was hoping. That let's see if he steps up. Let's see if he's a leader and says, "Okay, you don't think I'm doing enough? I'm going to practice even harder and do even more." He didn't. He yelled at me. He said, "I'm not doing good enough. I want a player that's going to give 100%. And someone like that, no. I want the best person backing me for the job, even if it is an Asian or a white. I don't care who it is. Oh, we got to have some Native American because we don't have one. They don't know what they're doing. They've never worked in the kitchen, but there you go. Just remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday coming up, God bless you all and good night. Goodbye.